If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Party's starting early today, isn't it?
Tomorrow, early break with Sip and Jake.
Sipple, you are an idiot.
Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We will get to Bill's Thrills in 1 second. Before that, reminder, Nebraska baseball at home this weekend against Ohio State. 6:05 tonight at Haymarket Park. They'll play tomorrow at 2 o'clock and 12:05 on Sunday. Three-game series. I see some storms on the horizon this weekend.
What grows better? Mushrooms grow better with what?
Thunder. And lightning. So this is wonderful news for Bill and morel mushroom hunters everywhere across the state.
Oh, this would be big. I'm telling you, if we get thunderstorms this weekend, buckle up.
You'll be out on your son-in-law's back fording a river.
Yes.
So we'll see.
On the back of
there's weather or not. We'll see.
Your nephew?
Nephew.
Not son.
Yes.
We will see if
we got some. We got some very bold pants coming down the street.
Bold
pants.
Coming this way?
Yeah, it's right behind the white car, Sip, coming at you. You're going to see him here in a
bold.
Second. Did you see him?
Oh, yeah.
Bold.
Yeah, those are...
He's looking over here, too.
Yeah, well, no, it's not he. It's a she.
Over there?
Oh, see him?
Okay.
There you go.
I thought this guy had pretty bold pants, too.
Those are bold pants. Those double bold pants.
They're double bold pants.
But look at those pants.
I see the...
They think the Hampton Inn is ready.
Think it's open.
It's not.
It's not. I'm just telling you, if you go in there right...
pants.
Right, if you get in there right now, excuse me.
Going for my nap.
Give me their name. Sipple. Reservation.
How can I help you?
There's
we're under construction.
There's crushed concrete everywhere.
Where's my room at? I was promised a room.
I'm getting reverberation.
You are? Is my room ready?
Yeah. Reverberation. Are you getting those two, Sip?
Yeah. That's why I changed.
Is that better?
It's better.
I don't know. A little bit. I still got some reverberation.
Well,
yeah, go ahead.
Let's get to Bill's Thrills. Here we go. On a Friday, here is the open.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
right here.
Yes.
Bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be a bonanza.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach.
Oh.
But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, it is always Mid Plains Advisors. Sip. Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. The ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 to plan your financial future today. And Bill, it is a Friday. You want to introduce this, though, for Bill? What did he tell us during the break?
This is Bill's Thrills.
Yes, but what did he say during the break?
Well, I know what he's going to do. Yeah. He's going to offer up a movie tip.
And
then he has an editorial.
That's what he said.
Yeah, he has an editorial he'd like to give us. Yes. He's going to editorialize on something, which I guess means he's going to offer his opinion on a matter.
Yeah, it's kind of an opinion, I guess. Yes, it is like that. Let's start with movie.
Movie.
This is not a movie that I've seen, I don't think, since it came out. But this is, Jake would not have seen this, I guarantee you. The youth would not have seen this, but it's a movie. It's a must-see movie rent that you want to try to see. See if I remember this one. Jack Nicholson, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Have you seen it?
Yeah, no, I have not seen that.
It's an incredible movie.
It's really...
It's incredible.
Stunning.
I'm sure is an award winner for it. I should know this ahead of time. But
no, there is.
Oh, it is a absolute... It's funny. There's humor. It's
alarming, though.
It's alarming at times like that. It was just a movie you want to see. Uh-huh. It's like that Nurse Cratchit. Yeah. Remember Nurse Cratchit?
Whoever comes up with that stuff is brilliant.
They're brilliant. Yeah. It would be a storyline that was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And so if you have never seen it, like I said, see One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah,
I believe it came out about 77, 78. Somewhere in that era.
And I don't think I saw it till about 2014. I was in
New
Orleans. Yeah, I was in New Orleans when I saw it. And I was just an afternoon. And I saw, yeah, I was freaked out by it.
1975.
1975. What think about that movie, a movie that old. It'll catch you. It'll catch you. Something like that. Okay, go on editorial now, but really it's not really
you got an editorial.
A strong one. Took a trip last night to Pender.
Yes,
and
you
I went,
did?
I went, yes, went to Pender last night and got up there and then drove back again late last night. But I'd like to ask the Breakers if they can think of the person in their small town. Go ahead and text them if you want to, of iconic people from their town. And last night I went to a rosary of the most iconic person to ever live in Pender, in my opinion. And there's always a pushback from somebody else in the game, but there really is no one. It was Dr. Ben Martin, and he passed away. And he was a doctor. He practiced for 62 years. He did 49 years in Pender. He delivered over 2,500 babies in Pender. 2,500 babies. And he also went to every sporting event for 49 years. He went to, even when his kids were playing, not playing, this, that, before. If anyone got injured, he just appeared out of the crowd. Man. Whether it be wrestling, basketball, football, track, you name it, he went to every single event. He had him and Ginger, they had 10 kids.
Good God.
They had 10. They
Ginger.
Had 10. And just the most amazing family. The Martins are doctors here in town right now, and I grew up with them.
Okay.
But it was, like I said, and just, I've never been around someone that would, they just say, that there was a servant like that. And so I go back to, I was talking to, they had triplets that they had adopted. And so the triplets were awesome. And I was talking to him last night, and I said, you know, I remember one time my dad just, you know, had like a chest pain or something like that. You know what he did? He just called Ben. He just drove over. He did house calls. It ran everything. He did all the physicals for the surrounding towns. He did like 500 physicals a year for every school, all cost-free. Everything was cost-free. Duke, remember Duke?
Friend Duke. How could you forget Duke?
Had Duke like that, had him come out to Malcolm to do physicals for the wrestling team. He came out to do it, just did it for free, stayed and watched practice, and also came back and did it for the next 10 years.
Did, really?
Yeah, he's just, you just don't
he's that
get,
guy.
And so just think about that. Who was the iconic person in your town?
That person, I think, passed away about 21 years ago in Beatrice. How about Mel Maines? How about that name?
Mel Maines, an iconic person. And I'm not talking always about famous.
He's from Beatrice?
Yes. From Beatrice. Mel Maines.
Mel Maines is from Beatrice?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
It's iconic.
Now you do.
Yeah.
I'll never forget it. When I was a little kid, I fought in the basement of Pershing. And Golden Gloves. We went over to Woolworths downtown afterwards, and I was freaked out. Now, remember, Jake, I was probably 9 or 8. Yeah. And there was Mel Maines in a trench coat. And I couldn't stop. I was gawking at him. Like, yeah. Jake gawks at stars. Like, Jake makes people uncomfortable. Yeah. I couldn't keep my eyes off of him.
Yeah, it's Mel Maines.
Anyway.
Grew up in Weimar, but he spent a lot of time in Beatrice. Mel Maines.
You know who's iconic in Columbus? Who's that? You mention him all the time. Tom Heiser.
Yeah,
he was
Tom Heiser.
That's a Columbus. That's an example.
So do you know where I will be for the games on Saturday?
Tom Heiser's
house.
You will not.
Yeah, will be
Heiser's
house.
From Columbus.
From Columbus.
And he was one of
incredible wing back.
One of the best to ever play in Columbus. He's a staple.
The Nebraska-Texas A&M game I watched in Heiser's basement. The basketball game from a couple weeks ago.
He's a famous Columbus person. He is. I don't know if he's the most. I mean, Leon Spinks lived there for a while. Now, he's not a.
He wouldn't be iconic. He'd just be famous. There's a difference.
He's not
that.
A Columbian.
There's a difference with being iconic.
He lived there though.
It was incredible. You know, went to the Rosary last night at the Catholic Church, but it was just to see everybody. And the reason I went last night was to be able to talk to the family because the funeral's this morning, and you won't be able to see anybody. There'll be 1,000 people at a funeral of a population of a town of 1,000.
Wow.
It's that startling.
Dr. Ben Martin.
Yes.
Did you find Laurel last night? Lost her for a second. Your wife, Laura.
I did lose her for a second.
What happened?
She couldn't go. We had to double back. She had something come up, and she was going to ride with me. And we had to bring her back. She had to do some work, and so that got up. I went by myself.
She had to double back.
Had to double back like that.
Anyway, that's interesting. Iconic figures in your hometown.
We got a response, you might assume on this. And by the way, one on Dr. Martin, someone says here, Dr. Ben was my doctor, and he will be sorely missed. Thank you for that, Bill.
Dr. Ben.
49 years in Pender.
That's from Mark in Lincoln,
and
by
also
the way.
He died at age 90. He saw patients up until 3 weeks ago.
Seriously?
Yeah, saw patients up until 3 weeks
Seriously?
Ago. Here in Lincoln. Yes, he worked at his son Mike's clinic. And so up until 3 weeks ago, he was still seeing patients.
Full life.
And still came in every day.
Full life. Yes.
Anyone else?
We got someone from Minden says, Harold Warp, Pioneer Village.
Okay.
Nice. There you go.
That counts.
Everyone has this person.
They do.
Everyone has people.
Yeah. And there's always like, well, it's this guy, it's this guy. I'm okay with debate.
It's not going to be, in Columbus, a big town like that, it's not going to be just one.
One, yeah. There's more than that.
Bowley versus Nebraska City, Jay Sterling Morton. How about that one? Been gone for a while.
And Jay Sterling Morton was?
He was Arbor Day stuff. Trees. Yeah. Trees.
Arbor Day stuff. He did trees.
Big tree guy.
You got your oak, you got your maple, you got your evergreen.
Arbor Day is big in Nebraska City. He's a big reason why.
You got your apple.
Big tree guy.
Big tree guy.
I think that's a pretty accurate description of Jay Sterling Morton, a big tree guy.
You got your ash. You got it all.
He's a tree person.
Anything else, Jake?
Yes. Ethan says 100. I was one of the 2,000 plus babies delivered by Dr. Martin.
How about that? So could you imagine small town? This is a town of 1,200, and in that small town, he delivered 2,500 plus babies.
It's incredible.
They thought it was 2,700. The triplets thought it was 2,700 is what they thought it was.
There's people from Pender listening.
People from Pender listening, yes.
Sean, who now lives in Eagle, is from Chester, Nebraska, down by the border. He says, Ruben Schlieffer, Nebraska High School Hall of Fame coach, is Chester, Nebraska's person.
There you go. Ruben Schlieffer.
Yep, Schlieffer.
Everyone right now has one in their mind. If they came from a small or big, whatever town, everyone has one, especially a small town. Like they have in their mind, like, that's the guy. That's the guy. Or gal. Whichever one.
Could be a gal.
Yeah, it could be the most. Anything else, Jake? I love hearing from the small towns.
Bolt says that Dr. Ben Martin was the absolute best. R.I.P.
The most amazing thing was his service to the community of and also there was never a time of like, I'll bill you on that. Everything was there. He was the doctor that wasn't like, oh man, ridiculous money. He had 10 kids and did a ton of stuff for free. He was a servant, and that you just don't get that.
I'm glad you. This is a beautiful editorial.
The servant part of life was incredible.
Yeah, that is.
Is incredible.
That is inspirational, actually. And he was serving up until 3 weeks.
I was talking to Shannon, one of their other daughters, and I go, this is super embarrassing for me. I told her that. This is super embarrassing to me. Because if I compare myself to your dad, I go, it's really embarrassing.
Don't do that.
What he did.
You've done well.
Sometimes you think you're doing good, and then you're going like,
You've done well.
I didn't do that well.
Yes, you did.
He did much better.
Yeah.
Anything else?
You've done just fine.
Bolt also says, I would put Ron Bush on the list possibly.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
That's I'd put Bill Bush on the list.
I don't make the list. My dad makes the list.
Yeah, Ron makes it.
Ron makes the list.
Ron. What a presence at that wedding.
With the hair.
God.
Yeah, with the hair. Any other small towns, Jake?
Yes, JC Hall from David City, as in Hallmark Cards, apparently. From David City.
What? Time out.
Did we know that?
No.
Hang on a second.
This is bigger than a tree guy.
Is that worthy of this?
He's really a big tree guy.
Oh, yeah, stop.
Yeah.
Jake, present it now.
Yeah.
Walter Cronkite.
According to the text line, the creative of Hallmark Cards was from David City, JC Hall.
That's incredible. If that
the creator of Hallmark Cards,
Hallmark Cards.
I wonder if that's true.
I've driven through David City. How many times? What do you think about it? 600 times?
Yeah, I mean,
minimum 600 for you.
I practically live there.
Yeah. And it's always quite a choice. Do I go through Rising City or do I go through
David? It's quite a choice.
I'd
always go through David.
Way more through David City. Mm-hmm. And now I'll go through David City all the time. Knowing Hallmark.
J.C. Hall.
J.C. Hall?
People are confirming this is true.
Oh, this is almost as big as Ruben.
How do we not know this?
This is as big as the zoo.
We learn stuff every day in this show. We try to help people,
and
we learn things ourselves.
Once again, Doc Martin leads us down a path.
Yep. How about that?
He leads us down a
Ben
path.
Ben Martin.
Yeah. Dr. Ben Martin.
I love that. This is one of my favorite Bill's Thrills, actually.
The editorial.
The editorial. I was talking to Mike. They said that the games had started, the tournament games had started. It was going on when the day he passed. He was very comfortable at home, and he just said the last thing he said was, "Turn the game on." Last words were, "Just make sure you turn the game on."
Makes me sad and happy at the same time.
Full life. I went fishing with him numerous times.
Did you?
Numerous times. So did Shin Daddy. Shin Daddy. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You guys have quite a town.
We talked a lot of fishing last night. Yes.
You guys have quite a town.
God, I love learning this about all these small towns and who's their icon.
I love that.
Who is it?
There's an icon. There's icons in Columbus. DeWarick, Senator DeWarick.
Yes. There you go.
He was an icon in Columbus for sure.
That is a wonderful edition of Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Call them at 402-730-7387. The editorial by Bill of the Day. Love it. Love it, Dirk.
Quick movie.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And now, an editorial.
Here's the meat, though. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. You've already had a winning week. You're 3-1, so it's all gravy at this point. Yeah. Film Friday. Western movies. Do you know your Westerns, everybody?
Why, God, why?
If you think you know your Western movies, 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!" No, sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Trivia today. Western movies. Again, you guys already have a winning week. It's gravy. We'll see if you get to 4-1.
Western movies. Movies made out west or a movie that's...
Movies that are like, you know...
Western.
Cowboy Boot.
True Grit.
Yes, like that.
Okay.
Got that. Something like
okay,
that.
Okay, now I've got it. I thought maybe it was movies made out west.
No. We got Toby.
Arizona.
Toby Wan Kenobi.
Toby, how do you feel about Western movies today?
I guess we'll find out.
He laughed. Right, here we go, Toby.
He laughed.
Toby, where are you calling from?
Lincoln,
nice. Right. Thank you.
All right, Bill is a lifeline for Sip if you can help him out for one question. Toby, here's your first question. What 1992 movie features Clint Eastwood as a retired Old West gunslinger who reluctantly takes one last job with the help of his old partner, played by Morgan Freeman, and a man called the Schofield Kid? Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Huge news, Wayfair shoppers! There's still time to shop Wayfair's Cyber Week sale. Thought the savings were over? Think again. Cyber Week, aka the holiday home stretch, is on now. Right now, get up to 70% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home, just in time for the holidays. Yep, even the big stuff. Didn't get everything on your Black Friday list? We got you. There's no place like home for the holidays, and no place like Wayfair for Cyber Week savings. Shop Wayfair's Cyber Week right now through December 7th and save up to 70% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This holiday season, give the gift that everyone actually wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. From USDA-certified very tender filet mignons and perfectly aged ribeyes to juicy burgers and gourmet sides and desserts that make every meal unforgettable, Omaha Steaks brings steakhouse quality flavor straight to your doorstep. Whether you're gifting family across the country or filling your own freezer, every box arrives perfectly packaged and guaranteed to impress. Because nothing says I love you most like a gift of Omaha Steaks. Skip the malls and the guessing. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. That's omahasteaks.com to save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, this deal won't last. Omaha Steaks, delivering joy since 1917. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Is that the Unforgiven?
Brilliant!
We are in trouble.
Unforgiven
we
is
We are in
correct.
Trouble. I didn't have it. Did you
I've
have
heard
it?
Of it.
I've heard of it. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, wow. Sip. First question down 1-0. What 1966 movie features also Clint Eastwood among a bounty hunting scam that joins two men in an uneasy alliance against a third in a race to find a fortune in gold buried in a remote cemetery? I watched this movie once.
Did you?
Yeah, it's watched it.
Made Out West.
Bounty hunting scam that joins two men in an uneasy alliance against a third in a race to find a fortune in gold buried in a remote cemetery. 1966. 5 seconds here, Sip.
Bounty Hunter.
Bounty Hunter.
I love the guess.
Toby, do you want to steal or pass on that one?
I'm not touching that one.
That would be
the next person.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, I should know that.
For the win, last question.
Another Clint Eastwood, I hope.
I don't have any actor in this one, actually. For the win, last one, Toby. What 1968 movie features a mysterious stranger with a harmonica who joins forces with the notorious desperado to protect a beautiful widow from a ruthless assassin working for the railroad?
Oh, wow. That sounds excellent.
It does sound like a good movie.
Yeah.
5 seconds, Toby.
I have an answer for that. I don't know. I'll pass.
Pass.
I guess,
okay. You don't have to take this one.
Pass.
That would be Once Upon a Time in the West.
Ooh.
For that one.
Never heard of it.
All right. Bills in play here. Last question to tie it up and force the tiebreaker. What 1974 Mel Brooks movie features a corrupt politician who appoints a black sheriff who promptly becomes his most formidable adversary in his attempt to ruin a western town?
Blazing Saddles.
Brilliant.
That is correct. This will go to you, Sip, and Toby will go over under your number. You can use Bill here for this if you want to. Yeah. Sip, what is the film length in hours and minutes of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly 1966 movie?
Do some math, Steve.
You can use Bill. You can collaborate with Bill here.
This is minutes, right?
Hours and minutes.
Hours and minutes.
Hours and minutes, yeah.
Okay.
Is your pen not working? Give him a pen that works here.
Jake gave us bad pens.
There's a stack of pens that probably had just not been used for a while. Okay. All right. What's the guess, Sip?
2 hours and 7 minutes.
Okay. Toby, over under 2 hours and 7 minutes for The Good, the Bad, the Ugly.
I'm going to go, since it's an older movie, I'm going to say under.
How about 2 hours and 58 minutes for a 1966 movie? Almost 3 hours long.
Toby, yeah, that was a tough one. I mean, 2 hour, 3 hour movie.
For 1966. We'll get you bagel and coffee. Thanks for calling, Toby, and call in down the road. Nice try today.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you. Right. Appreciate you. Toby, drive down O Street.
That's back-to-back. 4-1 weeks.
Heater.
What's going on right now?
Heater.
Well done.
Don't get
we're getting ready for that. It's like we're an NBA playoff team. We're just getting ready.
Getting hot at the right time.
Yeah.
Getting hot at the right time.
Yeah. We're the Wolfpack. NC State.
Yeah, we are the Wolfpack.
You know what's interesting about that? I was listening to another radio thing.
Yeah, I want
to
hear
that. They would have not got in the tournament if they even when they got to the championship game of the ACC, they still weren't getting in.
Really?
So they've won 9 elimination games in a row.
That's incredible.
Nine elimination games in a row.
Is that any good?
9 elimination. Yeah. Imagine that one. Hey, if we don't win, we're done. How many times that happened to you? 9.
That's why Jay Bill says it's the most remarkable story he's ever seen.
I agree. And I'm with him. They were behind Louisville at halftime. They were behind Louisville at halftime of the play-in game in the ACC tournament on a Tuesday afternoon.
It's incredible.
On a Tuesday afternoon. They were behind.
And they're in the Final Four.
They're in the Final Four.
And they're in the coach's life, Kevin Keats, has changed.
Somewhere around, I think it's somewhere around $8 million he's made in the last 2 weeks.
And
it's
not a money thing. His life changed.
Yep. Absolutely.
Got stability back again.
I'm just going right now. I'm saying it out loud. Pulling for NC State over Purdue.
Okay. Ooh.
All right. They'll play tomorrow.
I'm pulling for that because I want to see this. The story's too good. It matches up too good to 1983. The story's just too good.
I have a hard time cheering against Painter. I really do.
Oh, I do too. I have a hard time.
The good guy factor with Matt Painter's really high.
Oh. And I saw the hug between Edie and Painter after the game.
Genuine.
It was genuine. It wasn't like, hey, yeah, oh yeah. It was like a embrace. And
you tear up a little bit?
I tell you, it's close. Yeah. I loved it. It's kind of a win-win for me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of a win-win.
When we come back, the spillover on Early Break in the Ticket.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.